Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Maine's 1st Congressional District is raising concerns about reports that attorneys have been prohibited from accompanying their clients during routine check-ins at ICE facilities in Maine. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem yesterday, Pingree stressed that preventing legal counsel from attending such visits undermines constitutional protections and erodes public confidence in the DHS's commitment to transparency and accountability. The letter reads, quote, "Dear Secretary Noem, as you know from your time in the U.S. House of Representatives, providing casework and acting as an intermediary to executive agencies is one of the most fundamental services we provide for our constituents, assuring that the government serves the people it represents. My office frequently assists constituents with immigration petitions pending with your agency, including adjustments of status, naturalization, and non-immigrant visa petitions that have been delayed or lost. I take immense pride in my ability to serve the thousands of Mainers who have sought assistance from my office. Moreover, robust casework functions to directly support Congress's oversight responsibilities. Elevating constituent concerns provides valuable insights into how federal programs are being implemented on the ground. It can also reveal systemic inefficiencies, inequities, and gaps in service that may warrant legislative or administrative attention. It's within this oversight capacity that I raise alarm about several reports from my district that attorneys have not been permitted to accompany their clients to routine check-in visits at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities. Blocking access to legal counsel is incompatible with our values as a nation, as well as the Department of Homeland Security's stated commitments to transparency, accountability, and the rule of law. If DHS or ICE maintains such a stance, I ask that you provide in writing the policy that allows for legal counsel to be turned away from your facilities. Further, should this policy exist, it raises significant questions about transparency and the right to representation. I strongly urge you to repeal any policy that would deprive individuals of their constitutional right to due process. In service of my oversight responsibilities, I request your assistance in scheduling a tour in the coming weeks of the ICE field office within my district in Scarborough, Maine. In accordance with this request, I wish to stress the importance of the department's responsibility to engage with and be responsive to the local communities in which ICE facilities operate. It has been brought to my attention that officials from the town of Scarborough have made efforts to engage with the ICE facility in the town, but have yet to be allowed entry. Clear and consistent communications with community leaders, advocacy organizations, and local officials fosters greater transparency and ensures that the enforcement operations are implemented fairly and humanely. Without these relationships, DHS risks deepening mistrust and eroding the very public confidence it requires to operate efficiently. I respectfully request a written response to this letter no later than 30 days from receipt. Please provide confirmation of whether a policy exists prohibiting legal counsel from attending routine ICE appointments, and if so, its legal justification. My office will also follow up on scheduling a visit to the Scarborough, Maine facility as soon as possible. Thank you for your prompt attention to these matters. Congress will continue to closely monitor the department's responsiveness, and I fully expect your office to take the necessary actions to address these concerns. Please reach out to my office should you have any questions. Sincerely, Shelley Pingree, Member of Congress." End quote. Last week, Representative Pingree also wrote to ICE to express concerns and outrage, her word, after a parent was detained during the student drop-off period on a school access road in Portland. The letter reads in part, quote, "In addition to my concerns regarding the proximity to a school are the deeply unsettling reports that the arresting officers were unidentifiable, driving unmarked cars, and refused to state which agency they represented when asked by the school district administrator. Not only did these present challenges for the local school administrators and the family members, but it caused confusion among law enforcement officers who were not informed of the activity. Above all, no person should be swept up off the streets by masked and unidentifiable members of law enforcement. I demand a full accounting of this operation, including which agencies were involved, what coordination occurred between those agencies, and the justification for selecting the school as a location for enforcement activity." We'll leave it there for now. That's an excerpt from a letter that Representative Congressional District 1 Shelley Pingree wrote to ICE last week. I've asked Pingree's office to share any responses they receive, and I'll keep you posted on that. For Roundtown, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.